And that different Len brings us here on Central Avenue in Albany, New York, where one Amy Lane has joined us in the studio to tell us her book picks for the week. Amy comes to us from a different Len, that Len called Schenectady, where she works at the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery and is here to convince you, and it won't take much, about all the wonderful books and how wonderful these books are, and to get us reading for summertime, because yes, that is coming. Amy, it's wonderful to have you with us this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Always good to be here.
Cool. You have a list and a half, man. I love this list.
Thanks. Me too. I'm very excited about it. And of course, I'm going to start off with, in my opinion, the heavy hitter on the list, which is Meg Wolitzer's The Interestings, which is such a phenomenal book. Have you read
it? I have. She was our guest on the book show. She's an amazing writer, an amazing woman.
Completely. And this story is an amazing story of it's so human, I think, is the best way to describe it. It's just a lovely arc of, and sad. I mean, there are difficulties along the way, of course, as life occurs and happens, of this group of people who met when they were teenagers at a little summer camp and became this little group called themselves the Interestings, and how they stay connected through the years, how their lives change and alter, how everything is harder, I think, as you get older, and the idealistic sense of youth becomes stripped away, and as life progresses, because that's just how life goes. But I loved this. I thought it was gorgeously told.
It was a wonderful way of articulating in a novel, in only a way that a novel can, of how we think people are going to turn out.
Yeah.
And how they turn out and what our expectations of them are and how we never know.
No, and the complexities of who we are and the relationships that we carry with us from, you know, throughout our lives. And I loved that about this book, about how, well, for lack of a better term, again, complex everyone really is. And again, because of that, they are seemingly real people. And it just felt like sort of feeling those friendships and understanding this along the way.
Because there's those people in our lives that we think, oh, well, they're going to be okay. They're fine. They're fine.
Yeah.
And these people, oh, we should probably watch over them because they're going to be. And then, you know.
Yeah.
And then life takes over and you never know how it's going to work out.
No. And no matter how privileged your life may be or not, everybody has hardships. Everybody has difficulties. And I think that that is something that we don't often think about. I think sometimes we look at other people's lives and think the grass is greener, and we forget that no, not so much.
It's a wonderful novel. It is Meg Wolitzer's The Interestings, and it is now out and getting great reviews all the way around.
Deservedly so. If you haven't read it yet, please read it.
Beautiful.
Well worth it. The next couple books on my list have to do with a great pastime of rowing.
Yeah.
Of who we have a lot of people in our community, and I think we're very fortunate for that. Hooray. Who do have a love of that sport. The first is a fantastic nonfiction book called The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown, which is an incredible story of this American 8-man team, rowing team, of course, obviously, who went to the 1936 Olympics in Berlin and beat the pants off Hitler's group of elite rowers. And these hardscrabble little farm people and you know, had tough lives, and they worked really hard and were super determined, and they did it. And I think these kinds of stories are just so fun to read, and they're phenomenal, and it's all the better because it's true. And Mr. Brown did his homework and did a lot of personal interviews with the actual boys, who are now, of course, men, and their families, and you know, read their diaries and took their photos. It was phenomenal, I think. Great, fun story.
Daniel James Brown is the author. The name of the book is The Boys in the Boat.
Yeah, check it out. And then the other one is a novel called Flatwater Tuesday, which is it's as much about rowing as as it is about the story again of growing up, of this character, Rob Carey, the main character. The book is told through alternating chapters, essentially, of his present time and then his time at the prep school called Fenton, where he was part of this elite, again, rowing team called, this is a four-man crew, and they called themselves the God Four. And if that doesn't tell you everything, then you just don't get it. But but I think, you know, it's about living life as in this prep school where he was sort of the outcast because he was there on scholarship and he was poor. And of course, the other people in this crew were very well off and well to do and prestigious. And the whole story begins with this letter sent to Rob in the present, which is 15 years before or after he went to his Fenton school. And it alludes to some tragedy that this group, this God Four, has had to live with and suffer with throughout the last 15 years. And you know, Ron Erwin really tells the story quite beautifully. It unfolds in an excellent, slow, delicious way. And I've been reading reviews about this, and this is really exciting to me. So many people say, listen to this on the audiobook, that the audiobook is one of the best audiobooks that they have ever heard. So if you're interested in this and you like audiobooks, get the audiobook.
Do you know who reads it?
I don't off the top of my head, and I foolishly did not write that down, but I've just heard fantastic things.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's Flatwater Tuesday, and it is out now, and I, as they say this, I'm, of course, looking it up to see. I don't know if I'll find it in time. So you go ahead,
next
and
one
then I'll get back to that.
I have to talk about is Bad Monkey by Carl Hiaasen.
Oh, I love this book.
How do you go wrong with Carl Hiaasen? He is just the best. We love him. It's classic, brilliant Carl Hiaasen. It's everything you want from his bizarre, crazy, quirky characters. I think sometimes quirky is not a strong enough term for the people that he creates.
No, they're all Floridians and they're just
they
nuts.
They are. But please, please read this. It is absolutely a treat and a half. You won't be disappointed by Bad Monkey by Carl Hiaasen.
Holter Graham is the reader, who I don't know.
I don't either.
But there you go. Good stuff.
Yeah, Flatwater Tuesday again.
Yeah, I love this book, Bad Monkey. It's hilarious. It's very, very, it always has a very strong environmental message, as all his books do. And it's just wacky. I'm a huge Carl Hiaasen fan. I was a bit disappointed in his last go around, and this one is really
Island.
Great.
Yeah, this really redeemed him from that
one. Yes, absolutely.
Next on the list, another great favorite of mine is the summer pastime of baseball.
Yes.
So we will go delving into the history in the Summer of Beer and Whiskey by Edward Acorn. And I think this is a total romp. It's this exploration of this rowdy formation of the American Association and the year of 1883, so way back in baseball's history, where really beer became a great focal point of the baseball tradition. Hooray!
It didn't take long in the sports history to figure out, hey, what do we do between innings?
That's right.
I've got an idea.
Go hand in hand. So yeah, kind of a bunch of brewers decided to get together and form this group in some of the major American cities because at the time the drinking laws were really severe, and so this was kind of their way of getting around all of that.
Yeah,
kind of fun. And really the characters of the time, the stories of the players, of the people who created this association. The subtitle of the book is How Brewers, Barkeeps, Rowdies, Immigrants, and Wild Pennant Fight Made Baseball America's Game. How do you go wrong with that?
That's a good stuff.
Really, really is.
The Summer of Beer and Whiskey by Edward Acorn.
We're doing really good on time.
Yeah, you're fine.
All right. So the next one I wanted to talk about is Good Kings, Bad Kings by Susan Nussbaum. And I don't know if you've read this one.
I have not.
It is the winner of Barbara Kingsolver's Bellwether Prize.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of tells you a lot about the story. It's really fierce novel. I I think it is an incredible achievement, about this group of teenagers who are all living in an institution for juveniles with disabilities, right? They call themselves the Crips, which is kind of also says it all.
There you go.
And they are a ragtag band of these really raw and tough and, again, fierce. They're not, for lack of a better term, they are not handicapped by their disabilities, right? And they're not afraid to be angry. They're not afraid to be human. They are an unexplored and untapped niche in our society that is often overlooked and forgotten, and cast aside. And I think this novel is important on so many levels. So read it. It's actually kind of funny too. I mean, they're really funny in their own way. So check it out. I hope you do. I really think this one is worthwhile. It's creative. It's engaging. Lots of great, fun characters in it.
Good Kings, Bad Kings by Susan Nussbaum.
Yeah. And then the last novel on my list is Neil Gaiman's new one.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't even know if I want to call this a novel because it's a really slim little novel. It's more of a novella.
A little fable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to call it.
Yeah.
And it's The Ocean at the End of the Lane. I guess I should, name the title here. But it's Neil Gaiman. I mean, really, how do you go wrong, like, ever with him?
So pardon the plug for another event here, but on Thursday, Neil Gaiman's going to be at the Saratoga City Center, and he's going to be reading. The book comes out today.
Yep.
And then his first stop on the tour is going to be Saratoga.
Dude.
And I'll be doing the interview with Neil.
And
there's like 1,900 people.
And, so exciting.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And if you go to Northshire.com, there's some information on how to get event tickets for that, and it'll be nuts.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I know his fans are crazy.
Crazy, in a good way.
But like for him, crazy for him. And that's fantastic.
It is.
And
he's
then,
got a great
following. So I'll just try to stay out of the way. Try to do as little as possible and just winding him up and letting him go.
Oh, that'll be so delightful. And is this lovely,
but regardless,
lovely
go pick
volume.
Up the book and enjoy
do.
It. It's a nice, easy read. It's a sitting read. It doesn't take more than an hour or so.
No, and it's magical and wonderful and sweet and fun. And then my last little bit, I just want to mention, it's a sweet little picture book. It is called Downpour, which I think we can all relate to at this time of the year.
Yes.
In light of recent weather.
that's all we think about. We might as well read about it as well.
Why not? A little hedgehog and poppies and the color red. How do you go wrong with that?
It's Downpour by Emily Martin and illustrated by Mara Shaughnessy. And it's just one of the books that Amy Lane recommends this week. You can see the entire list on our website or go to their website, opendoor-bookstore.com. opendoor-bookstore.com. Better yet, visit them right on J Street in Schenectady.
Yeah.
And they're there and ready to see you. Amy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much. We look forward to having you back very soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.